My name is Tiana Nobile. I teach first grade at Moore Chef Community School. I am co-president of the Moore Chef Association of Educators, which is the official union of teachers at Moore Chef. We're all here because we want to be. Mm-hmm. And I think we all really love the community that we're a part of.
Yeah, I was waiting for Moore Chef to have a fourth grade so I could apply here.
I'm Rowan Schaefer. I'm the fourth grade teacher at Moore Chef, and I am the other co-president of Moore Chef Association of Educators.
Nobile and Schaefer say the staff at Moore Chef has great relationships with each other and the principal. They collaborate, brainstorm, and hash out questions together. But what about one day when there's a new principal and new teachers? They wanted to create a formal process for teachers to have a voice.
We didn't form the union in response to a grievance or a complaint. This was because we wanted to help make our school great.
And we truly believed that teacher voice is a part of making a great school greater.
Right.
From where I sit as a board member, the attractiveness of having a teacher's union, having an organized body and voice, is that we have a way to formally get feedback from all of the teachers and staff at the school, and that doorway that it's open.
Aisha Rashid is the vice president of the Moore Chef Community School Board and also editor of the New Orleans Parents Guide to Public Schools. Rashid helped found the school, and she says the vision for Moore Chef always included teacher voices. She says the union is a natural development of that goal, since new staff, who weren't there from the beginning, are hired every year, and hopefully will be for years and years to come.
I really was excited about the idea of the teachers coming to a place where they wanted to form a formal organization, a union. We're building an institution that we certainly hope lasts and flourishes for many, many years.
This could either be kind of a Pandora's box situation, or it could be a terrific opportunity. The jury is very much out.
Rick Hess is director of education policy studies at the American Enterprise Institute, a conservative think tank based in Washington, D.C.
It's a terrific opportunity for teachers to think differently about a union and to really approach it as support for professionalism and a flexible but fair model of school management. Or it risks bringing back into charter schools all the same frustrations and bitterness that have, you know, often emerged in school districts. I'm hopeful it'll be the first.
Hess says that the promise of charter schools from the very beginning was to create schools operating under fewer restrictions. Traditional schools, often tied to large school systems, lacked flexibility.
So when you've got school districts that are educating 10,000 students or 20,000, you wind up needing rules. And in order to protect the professionals in those schools, teacher unions generally try to make sure that they have consistent policies in place.
Policies about how teachers are evaluated and paid, how many minutes they have to work a day, how many days they work in a year.
But if you do that too aggressively, you very quickly make charter schools start to feel and run a lot like bigger school districts. And frankly, if charter schools don't have much flexibility to operate, it's not clear why they will be any, why they would offer anything other than what traditional district schools offer.
It's so much more nuanced than like the black and white of like, are you pro or anti-union?
Aisha Rashid, Moore Chef's board vice president.
We're going to use this tool to be the way that we hear teacher voice. I mean, you know, another school might be using a different process, and that's great, and that's fine. Like, you know, I mean, but this is what we're going to embark on and what we're doing.
Tiana Nobile, co-president of Moore Chef Association of Educators, says New Orleans' strong history with unions is helping her and her colleagues understand what roles they can play together.
I think that union gets a bad name, but what is union? It's like a group of folks collectively getting together and having a voice, and that's exactly what our goal is, and that's what we're working towards. And at the crux of it, right, is like the success of our kids. We're all here because we want our kids to learn and to be successful and to grow.
And by formally taking part in the school's larger conversations, that's exactly what these unionized teachers aim to do. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.